Mondays on Target on The Face Radio with your host, Maud Marty. Welcome to On Target, where we play Northern Soul, mod beat, rare groove, and forgotten gems, spinning all on vinyl at 45 RPM. I'm your host, Maud Marty. Episode 401. What, you thought I was going to stop at episode 400? You are sadly mistaken. I'm having way too much fun. Every episode is such a blast for me to put together, and I know you guys are loving listening to it, because there is so much great music. I started off this week's show with the Boogie Kings. They're a 12-piece blue-eyed soul band from Eunice, Louisiana. They started out as a three-piece doing swamp pop, but by 1965, they were a huge band doing amazing R&B. Love this track because it's called This Is Blue-Eyed Soul, and that's exactly what it is, almost an anthem for blue-eyed soul. And even though the band disbanded in 1969, they've been getting back together off and on since then and are still playing today.
I run to the room, turn on the faucet, I let the water run. I don't want to let them hear me when I'm crying, won't let them see what she has done. Whoa-ho.
Let the water run down.
Let it run. The door and look in the mirror. I don't like what I see. A fool, what a fool, looking out of the mirror, crying all those tears at me. Whoa,
let the water run down.
Let it run. I hear them waiting by the door. Now they're banging on the door. They're yelling, are you coming out? Oh, I wish they wouldn't shout. All I need is 1 minute more. Then I'll open up the door. And this is what I'll say.
I'm all right.
I'm all right.
Let the water run down.
Let it run. Let it run.
Let it run.
sirens for a town. I wipe my eyes, I go out to join the crowd. You know I dance with a girl, she's a wrong girl. Now my heart is crying out loud.
Etta James doing a better version of Clarence Carter's Tell Daddy, and her version is called Tell Mama from 1967 on the Cadet label. Before that, a Burt Burns penned number, one of my all-time favorite Ben E. King tracks. It paints such a vivid picture of somebody going through grief and pain and pretending that they're all right. That came out in 1964 on the Atco label.
Get with it, baby. Ah, yeah. captures my ear. When those groovy rhythms swing and sway, I could listen to that sound all day. I can't help myself from feeling this way. There's only one thing that I've got to say, and that's the sound of music. Because the sound of music.
Yeah, the kitchen trains.
another version of Leavin' Here, a Holland Dozier Holland pen number that was originally recorded by Eddie Floyd, famously covered by The Byrds, B-I-R-D-S, with Ronnie Wood. This version is on Motown's Gordy label. It came out in 1964 by Tommy Good. It's the flip side of the Northern Soul track Baby I Miss You that I played a few weeks ago. Preceded that with Patti and the Emblems on the Herald label, The Sound of Music Makes Me Want to Dance, and started that set off with Johnny Littlejohn, Can't Be Still on the Margaret label from 1965.
Listening to On Target on The Face Radio. The Soul of Brooklyn.
Oh,
That was The Charms, a Winnipeg band that recorded in North Dakota on the JD label. They put together this dance called The Shift. Before that, John Fred and his Playboy band, The Lonely Are Lonely, on Paula, and started that set off with Johnny Lytle, Screamin' Loud, from 1967 on the Tuba label.
Heaven. not long. You know it happens, your love is all gone.
This is The Face Radio.
And you are listening to
On Target.
It's what's in the grooves that count.
Visit ontargetpodcast.ca, the official On Target website, for all episodes and links to your favorite listening apps, including Apple Podcasts, Google, SoundCloud, Amazon Music, and Player FM. We are also available for download at iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Gaana, Boomplay, and Deezer. Listen, comment, download, share, and feel free to send me an email directly at mod.marty@yahoo.com.
The Contours, Can You Jerk Like Me, on the Gordy label. Before that, I'm So Confused by the Mighty Marvelous on ABC. Started that set off with a Northern Soul classic, Earthquake by Bobby Lynn on the Elf label.
I'm tired of my in-laws gonna tell you what I want right now. I want a rock lover. I want a man. I want a rock tough lover. And I'll find him if I can. He's got to bite nails, fight bears. And if I get sassy, be a man who dares to shut me up and kiss me so I know he cares. I want a man. Shoe iron, get mad and start roaring like a mountain lion. Then whisper that he loves me so I know he's mine. I want a man. I'm looking for a guy who's brave and strong, but weak for me. I'm looking for a guy who ride around will never, never set me free. Hug tight. He's got to be sweet and gentle day and night, but mean enough to make me want to treat him right. I want a man. It's got to be a sweet and gentle day and night, but mean enough to make me wanna treat him right. I want a man. I want a man. I don't want no cream puff, baby. I don't want no butterfly. I want a man. Oh, yes, I do.
I know you don't know, baby, of why earth is land. I know you don't know why a woman needs a man. Listen to me, baby, while I tell you about love. Love will make you smile when you really wanna cry. Love will make you live when you really wanna die. Love will make you swear when you really wanna pray. Love will make the stars shine in the middle of the day. It even make the sun come out in the middle of the night. It'll make you think you're wrong when you know you're right. Now ain't it wonderful, baby? It makes you feel so good. Ain't it wonderful, baby? It makes you feel so good. It makes you wanna laugh and say, ha ha ha. I'll tell you how I feel this evening.
Tell me how you feel.
You know I can't stop saying it.
That was Bobby Blue Bland I Can't Stop Singing from 1963 on the Duke label. Before that, from the same year, Aretha Franklin, Rough Lover. I wonder how her pastor father felt about that song. Quite raunchy, if you ask me. That came out on the Columbia label. This is before Jerry Wexler discovered what a talent she was and signed her to Atlantic. Columbia was having a heck of a time trying to get her to chart, but this is a pretty brilliant track and it should have been on the charts. Started off that whole stack with In-Law Trouble by James Spencer on the Taurus label.
Thank you. Judgment Day. There's too much going on. You may think you're weak, but together we can be so strong.
This world.
You are listening to On Target Dance Party Radio in England on modradiouk.net.
It was deemed to be anti-fashion, and then you were there, and you were kind of the opposite, sharp suits and the shoes. I mean, are you obsessed with style? Is that such a big thing now?
I don't know if I'm obsessed with style. I mean, I'm just into what I'm into. I don't really make a big deal of it, I don't think. I don't feel I do anyway. And to me, it's like a religion, you know. It's like my code, in a way. It gives something to my life. Not a big deal at the same time. You know, there are higher things to think about, but I like clothes.
It was the sort of mod thing, wasn't it? Is that what it's come out
of? Yeah, I'm still a mod. I'll always be a mod. You can bury me a mod.
The Modfather, Paul Weller, in a couple of his incarnations, starting off with the Style Council, that was in fact Mick Talbot's spotlight. Mick Talbot was one half of the Style Council. It was him and Paul Weller. Mick was the instrumentation and Paul was the songwriting and vocals. Mick loved to play with the sound of organs and electronic keyboards. That track's called Mr. Cool's Dream. After that, The Big Boss Groove, the Style Council once again, and then finished that stack with The Jam from 1982. Just who is the 5 o'clock hero? It's a little bit off track for us, but so mod.
sabe, chico. Some folks know about it, some don't. Some will learn to shout it, some won't. But sooner or later, baby, comes a ditty, say you're gonna have to get
right down to the real nitty gritty.
Let's get right down to the real nitty gritty now. One, two, nitty gritty now, yeah.
Starting off with Mongo Santa Maria on Riverside, Sweet Tater Pie, and then Ricardo Rey's version of it, The Nitty Gritty, made popular, of course, by Shirley Ellis. This definitely has a Latin boogaloo lilt to it. Came out on the Allegra label in 1968. I'm going to leave you off now with some more Maud Hammond instrumental, a track called BD by the David Rockingham Trio on the Josie label. This has been On Target with yours truly, Maud Marty. Join us every Monday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Face Radio. Until next time, keep the faith.